would like to bring up a gentleman who is responsible. He took over Banjo Camp North this year, so any of you have been there. I would like to bring up Mike Kropp right now. Maybe we'll read one more quote from Alan Mundy while we're getting set in. He said, "I can remember clearly hearing Bill Keith for the first time. It was on a Saturday morning folk music show when Bill Monroe's recording of Devil's Dream was played. For me, his playing was pure magic, just as magical as the playing of Earl Scruggs had been, maybe even more so. It is all still that same magic to me all these years later. Thank you, Bill Keith, for giving me and so many others something so wonderful to do with our lives, trying to play the banjo like you."
Just want to tell everyone how honored I am to be part of this. I've known Bill for a very long time and in lots of different ways, actually. Our first musical encounter years ago, I was a producer for Columbia Records, and I was doing working with Pete Seeger, producing some stuff with him, and I was doing some folk rocky stuff, and we needed a pedal steel player. I called Bill. And, you know, I think that's another facet of Bill that hasn't even been mentioned, but fabulous pedal steel player. And I once asked him to explain to me, he said, "Bill, what's the deal on the pedal steel?" And 4 hours later, actually, we were at the Philadelphia Folk Festival and we just kept talking. And then Bill goes, "You know, I have to get back and play." And I think we were 2 hours away from the festival at the time, but I learned everything I needed to know. But I love you. It's just great to be here and be part of this. So.